A strange way to fix education. Or teaching with programming. Let us suppose for a moment that all academic teachers are charlatans. Let us grant them that it is neither their nature nor nurture that makes it so. They are, in fact, the victims of their own fake teachers. It is a loop. Fake teachers beget fake teachers. Despite the real effort they put in, despite the work that was made hard to create a sense of achievement in what is otherwise ineffective education, in the context of the real world, teachers are utterly uneducated. But teachers do pretty well in context of academia. Here they can spread their ineffective knowledge for paychecks. We shouldn't blame them, though, as there is another loop at play here. Their own teachers cursed them into poverty. So they have no choice but to sell students out so that they can put food on their own table. After all, they do not have real education. Unfortunately, selling out the students for paychecks comes at the price of forcing them into poverty as well. These loops being so miserable and so intent on self-propagation, we should, at least for the sake of this conjecture, consider that they cannot be undone. Therefore, let us try to find something better than a teacher. And to achieve that, we have to unravel grades. Grades are completely made up. They are there to doctor school records. Teachers copy grades from one subject to another. Deans and principals ensure that nothing looks out of the ordinary, smart or uneducated. All for the purpose of selling the students out for a paycheck and ensuring that all the crooks get paid. Computer programming can replace both teachers and grades. It replaces grades by enabling a group of co-founders to form a startup. It replaces the teachers by preventing students from advancing without understanding the subject, and tackles the school subjects in the most unusual way indeed. Programming becomes a language of learning. To take biology and the human body as a non-trivial example, programs abstract all of the complex body functions. And in order for students to pass biology, they have to correctly interface with the system by means of writing a series of small programs that perform requested tasks, from making a program that simulates how lungs oxygenate blood, to performing more advanced things, such as correctly simulating hormones and their effect on the entire system, or creating neural networks, or simulating vision. A more common example is that of orbital dynamics. Here, the students interface with programs that represent the solar system, Newtonian physics, Einsteinian physics, and beyond. To pass the orbital dynamics class, students have to simulate the solar system, including launching satellites and or delivering the lunar lander to the moon. I am purposefully giving complex examples just to show how far programming as an interface to all of human knowledge can drive a student forward. A more down-to-earth example, pun intended, is learning geometry by programming pixels in the correct place on the screen. Here, the advanced classes would have the students program animations, screensavers, or, unusually so, program music even. Bottom line is this. A student cannot progress without learning the subject. Those who are unable to put a satellite in orbit have to continue studying and improving their program. Those who give up learn to find programs or subjects that actually interest them and may return to orbital dynamics when they have enough base knowledge for it to become something to be passionate about. Finally, graduation is about using all the authentic knowledge gained this way to create automated, computerized businesses. And when a business fails, as they often do, the student can return as a graduate in need of relaunch. The funding for the entire system comes from taking a small and fair percent from all the startups launched or accelerated with the aid of these schools.